Hi everybody. I just wanted to give a quick tip in response to Sabrina, who was having trouble getting past the tutorial in Text Detective. Now, in order to replicate this problem, I had to uninstall the app and re-download it so I could start from scratch. When you go to screen one, it's got page one of four. For the tutorial, it says about scanning, blah blah blah, and then it says swipe left for more tips. So then you naturally would do a single finger swipe left. Now, that's the confusion. It's actually a three finger swipe left. That will take you to page two. Another three finger swipe left will take you to page three, and again to page four. And then once you get past page four, you actually get to the app. Now, I haven't tried this in terms of, I mean, I've actually done that. Now, if you want to get back to the tutorial, I would assume you do a three finger swipe right. As I was just about to say, I haven't tried that to see whether it works, but I'm just going to make the assumption that it does. So I hope that helps anyone who's had any problems with that. If you do send me a private message, I can't always guarantee to get back straight away because I don't spend all of my life attached to my iPhone and my iPad and my computer, and I don't spend all my time on Audio Boo and all the rest of it. I'm kind of doing lots of different things, not necessarily all important things, but I'm not necessarily always in the same place at the same time. So, give me, 48 hours at least to get back to you. If you want me to get back to you within 6 hours, I'll do so, but you can pay me tech support. I'd be glad to set up a tech support thing for iPhone apps and get paid to do it. I'll get back to you within 20 minutes if I've got an answer for you. But as I'm just kind of doing this in my own time, I'm afraid, putting it bluntly, I don't have to fit into your schedule. So there you go. I wouldn't, if I sent a message to somebody else for a technical issue, it'd be nice for them to get back to me as soon as possible, but I wouldn't expect them to. If I really wanted an answer that quickly, I would go to the maker of the app and take it to them. So just just as future reference, I don't mind helping anybody, but I'm not a paid tech support person, so I don't have to stick to paid tech support hours, which incidentally is usually 24 to 48 hours. Okay, so I didn't mean to make that a negative post, but I just don't want to give people the wrong impression that I'm always here and I'm always going to be answering immediately because I'm not. I've got my own things I like to do as well. Okay, hope that helps. Take care, and I'll talk to you soon.